That's spiritual. That's where we are position-wise in the realm of the spirit. We are physically here on the earth, but as far as our place, we are at the right hand of the Father God. We are not a part of this dark world. There's darkness here. There's wickedness here. Oh, yeah, they try to affect us, but we have God's word when we trust him and do what he said. And it tells us in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth where? In the secret place, that he would never talk about the secret place if it wasn't possible for us to dwell in it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my what? My refuge, my fortress, my God. Other word, fortress, hiding place, protecting place of protection. In him will I trust. Then he said, then when the enemy comes, he says, surely, not maybe, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shall I trust. Now listen what verse 14 says. Verse 14 says in this, in whom we have. That means say, when you got something, you may come against me, but you can't go out there and get my cars and my keys to my cars and come in my house and you got a fight on. You think you can do that? Because see, I've been redeemed from you. In other words, you don't have no legal right to do that. What, none whatsoever. And if you tried, you got trouble. Satan, you've been redeemed from Satan and the kingdom of darkness. When he tried to bring that on your life, he got trouble. For a saint that's walking in the light, he has trouble. Listen to me. When he tried to mess with your money, when you got, he got trouble. Glory to God. Whatever he tried to mess with your family, he got trouble. Because you know I've been delivered from you. You don't have no right to my children. You don't have no right to my wife, my husband. You don't have no right to my stuff. No. You don't have no right to my peace. None of it. I've been delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In whom we have redemption. I'm redeemed. Purchased, bought. I already have an owner. I'm already paid for. You can't kidnap me. You can't sabotage me, and you cannot deceive me. Amen. In whom we have redemption, because see, I know this. Even the forgiveness of sin. Listen to this. Some people say when you teach like that, you give people a license to sin. Don't you know they sin without a license? In whom we have redemption. Even the forgiveness of sin. I've been purchased. Even when I sin, God got that covered. Did you hear what I said? What we have to be wise enough to do to know when I miss it and love God so much, I immediately repent of that. I don't go around and see how much I can sin because I got grace to get away with it. That's dumb. That's dumber than dirt, my friend. No, I got grace to help me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And that's why we have light, children of light. We don't walk around, see how much sin we can get away with. I don't want any of it. Amen. I don't want it in my life. Amen. So when I have some stuff I got to grow up, areas of my life I got to grow up in, I'm willing to do what it takes to grow up. I'm willing to spend time praying. I'm willing to spend time reading the word. I'd be faithful to come to a Bible class on Wednesday night when the weather's cold. And I look for an excuse to stay at home. Hello? I'd be willing to do those things. I'd be willing to pray when all through the day. Somebody say you need to do a 7-up prayer. Every 7 minutes. Pray up. Amen. All right. So let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll pick up at verse 8. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go back to the Passion Translation, Ephesians